I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. New records are being set at the Beijing Olympics, and here's one. The fewest legally allowed protests. A perfect score, zero. China announced a couple of weeks back that it was designating three official protest zones in public parks. But park officials say nobody's come to protest, and police won't say how many people have even applied to demonstrate. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
One of the designated protest sites is Zhurtan Park, in English, the Temple of the Sun. But when I approach a policeman at the gate to ask where the protest zone is, he looks panicked and walks, almost runs, away. A park official steps up.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'm an American journalist. I'm just checking out the protest zone in the park. Have you heard of the protest zone?
No, not until now. So far, it's no this kind of activity.
Nobody's come?
Yes.
Why do you suppose that is?
I suppose it should be firstly apply for the Public Security Bureau, and then with the permission, they will come.
But no one has come. Not here, not to the other two designated parks, because apparently no one's been granted permission. Part of the reason is that you're supposed to apply at least 5 days in advance and say exactly how many people will be protesting, what slogans they'll shout, and what media will cover the protest. And only those with Beijing residency need apply. Phelim Kain is a China researcher for Human Rights Watch.
It looks like almost a cynical sham by the Chinese government. What they've done is basically checked a box that tells the international community we have allowed, on paper, protests in these specially designated protest zones, while actually working overtime to ensure that no protests occur at all.
Kain says that includes detaining some of those who take the government at its word and apply to protest in the parks. He says Human Rights Watch has documented several examples of this. One is Ji Sejun from Fujian province, who was detained Saturday when he came to the police station to check on the status of his application to protest.
He was concerned about the plight of petitioners and was concerned about his view that democratic reform was bogging down and corruption was becoming a much more serious problem in China.
Kain says it's a particular irony that Ji was detained while trying to legally express his concerns about what happens in China to those who express their concerns.
These are people who are probably aware of, you know, the realities of the Chinese system, that people who stand up and voice an opinion contrary to the government's view are already at risk. But people who have taken the government at its word and tried to protest legally during the Olympics and find themselves becoming victims regardless.
And today, this supposed protest park looks like it does pretty much on any day. Kids playing on exercise equipment while their grandparents look on, a couple of people doing Tai Chi under sprawling trees to the hum of cicadas. I stop a middle-aged jogger and ask if he's even heard that this is an Olympics protest zone. He says he hasn't, and it's not his business anyway.
I don't really have an opinion about it. This is a measure taken by the Chinese government.
When I ask whether he thinks it's a step forward to at least have some place where people are allowed to protest, he says, "It's not good for me to say," and he jogs off. In the end, the biggest gathering I found in this park was of about 40 retirees sitting in the shade under overhanging vines, singing along as one man played a traditional Chinese stringed instrument. Two elderly women got up and waltzed together to this song, the one sung during the Olympics opening ceremony. It's called You and Me. Some of the lyrics go, "For dreams we travel thousands of miles, we meet in Beijing." But if your dream is to come to a protest park and have your voice heard on a sensitive subject, don't hold your breath. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.